It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Hello and welcome to our first off-season check-in of this off-season. Last summer, the Sharks acquired Luke Cunningham in a trade with Nashville that sent John Leonard and a third-round draft pick to the Preds and got Cunningham in teal. Cunningham was a bright spot for the Sharks in the early parts of the 2022-2023 season, recording 13 points in 31 games while bringing a hard-working mentality to the ice for San Jose until his season was unfortunately cut short when he suffered a torn ACL on December 13th against Arizona. I caught up with Luke heading into the Memorial Day weekend. All right, we now have joining us on the Sharks Audio Network, it is Luke Cunningham, who is enjoying his offseason in Minnesota. Luke, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, always a pleasure. And I guess, you know, this is where we segue to the low-hanging fruit question for sports talk. How's the knee doing?
Yeah, all's good. You know, as we all know, it's a long grind of a process, but just trying to take it day by day and just keep getting better. And yeah, that's what we've been doing. We're happy with the progress that's happened thus far, and just want to keep going in that right direction.
Yeah, how much of a frustrating moment is that for you when that injury first happens? Because it seemed like, you know, when we talk about that part of the season, you were one of the bright spots. We really liked your game. Even though the results hadn't been going the Sharks' way at that point, there were still things that we were looking at. We're saying, okay, there's a lot of positivity going on. And then, you know, things changed a little bit later in the year. But in terms of dominoes to fall, I would, you know, point to your injury as being one of those moments that did in ways change the direction of the season. So, I mean, I guess take us back to that moment. What goes through your head at that point? Is it immediately, I'm going to get back? Or is it like, mother, you know, like, I can't believe this just happened.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the sport we play, injuries are part of it, and they're going to happen. You know, you don't think about things like that. Obviously, I like the way my game was going. I like the spot, you know, that I was in, the role I was in, and just trying to help us, you know, turn this thing around, going in the right direction. And free play like that happens, a lot of things, you know, go through your head. Obviously, at the time, I was hoping it wasn't anything too bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those unfortunate circumstances. And, you know, you can look at it a lot of different ways. And just I was trying to be as positive and even keel as you can through the process. Easier said than done. But yeah, just, you know, wanted to get it fixed and get my mind right and just, you know, look forward to helping the group any way I could, you know, from afar, I guess. And just watching the team, that's the worst part about being an athlete, you know, not being there with your team and helping out. But you know, now just like I said, just get stronger, get my knee better, get healthy so I can you know, be ready for the start of the season. So that's the goal.
Do you try and find like a silver lining in this? Do you feel like your ability to, you know, look at video and see things and structure and the technical aspect of the game from watching tactics, do you feel like that improved at all through this process of, you know, if you're going to have to step away and not be able to play, it's not like you weren't watching the games and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, you're obviously watching and you're trying to see different things that maybe can help your game, you know, not only the team and other players that are playing, but yourself and how you can grow maybe in some of those situations. You know, like I said, watching sucks. It's horrible. It's not fun one bit. You want to be out there battling and competing with your teammates, but you know, all us players say it. It's a lot easier sitting on the couch watching the game on TV than it is out there. So, as a player, I know that firsthand. And you know, you're just trying to watch and support the guys and just hope you know, they can find success.
Where are you in the rehab process now? Are you back skating as of yet, or is that still the next, you know, kind of mountain to climb, or is it a lot of sled work and gyms, or where are you now?
Yeah, I've been on the ice a few times, so that's been going good. And that's obviously, it's nice. It's been a while since, you know, you've been out there. So a couple, handful of times I've been on the ice, and you know, we're heading in the right direction, and that's good. Just like I said, long process, got to stay even keel, not too high, too low, kind of just take it one day at a time. And got a great group, you know, in my corner helping me out through this thing. So it's going good.
What is it like, though, that first time that you do get to go back out on the ice? Because I would imagine that there is, even though the doctors, the trainers, everybody says, like, yes, you can skate. Was there trepidation, fear, or were you just kind of like, hey, you know, like, this is what I have to do to get back to being a player again?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's little hurdles throughout the whole process that you're going to have, whether that's physical, mental, and you just got to trust the people, obviously, that that you're rehabbing with. And that's kind of what I've been doing. You know, after the first skate, the second one, you're more comfortable, just like anything, right? You just kind of get more comfortable the more you do it. And, you know, luckily for us, we got, you know, some time, which helps. And, you know, I'm not trying to rush the process by any means, but just, you know, push it the right amount so that we can get back to where we need to.
Did you talk to other guys who had been through big injuries before? And did you hear from anybody? Like, I mean, I know obviously Tomas Hertl's been through the knee issues a few times now. Or did I, you know, I don't know how much guys want to make the entire conversation with you about your injury too, because I'm sure that's not something, especially when it first happens, it's like, you know, I am more than an injury right now, guys. I'm a person, a player, etc.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you get back, you see the guys, that's one of the first things they ask, you know, because they care, and then they want to know how you're doing. And then it just turns into just like you're with them, you know, in the locker room, seeing them every day. So it's it was hard being apart for some stretches there, but nice to kind of get in there and be around the guys when I could. And, you know, a lot of different people can, you know, help through the process and, you know, give you things that might help, might not. You know, I've been through some injuries, obviously, in my career, so you kind of know how things work and how much they suck. But like I said, it's part of the job, part of what you got to go through. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can come out of this and be stronger physically, mentally.
Obviously, the painful losses for the Sharks did not end with your injury, and that kept on going on throughout the year, which was amazing to me. And I talked to Logan about this. You know, I talked to Quinny about this, just saying, like, there was a cruel aspect to a lot of those losses, especially early on, where it was like you guys were doing things the right way and then just inexplicable things would happen. I mean, at the time, were you aware of it, or was it always just, hey, let's forget and move on to the next one?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's our job to go out there and win. It's, you know, it's the National Hockey League. I think, you know, us in that room, it's not, you know, go out and compete and work hard. You know, the expectation and the goal is to win hockey games. That's not going to happen every night. You know, we all know it, but that's kind of the mindset and the belief that, you know, that we have. So it's tough when you're in stretches like that, obviously. And so many of them come down to such small things. And, you know, a lot of those could have gone the other way. We all know it. We say it, but at the end of the day, that didn't happen. Right. So, it's got to change. It's got to be better. And that's on all of us as players. You know, and we know that, and I hope we can all learn from those situations, so we're not in them again. Right. At the end of the day, it's about results, and you know, it still stings, obviously, sitting there thinking back about some of those games. And unfortunately for me, I was only a part of, you know, a handful of them, but still a part of the group. You care, you want to have success. And you know, watching playoffs go on now, you know, you just got to get in, really. It's got to get in the playoffs, and who knows what can happen. You know, you see with Florida. So it was a lot of hard things that I think our group had to go through. And I think, hopefully, I believe in the group and the coaches and the organization and Greersby and everything that we believe we can do. Hopefully we can learn from it and, you know, be much better and have success in winning hockey games next year.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I gave the group a lot of credit for, yourself included, was that even after those bad losses, is you guys would, you know, we could see you were visibly frustrated after the games. And then whether it was at practice the next day or morning skate or the next game, you guys were back, smiles, excited, ready to go. And that doesn't happen on every team. Like sometimes those things, the losses add up. I mean, we all know that the goal is to have a bad memory, forget about it and move on. But it felt like this group did do a really good job of that. And I don't know if that was because of, you know, David Quinn just seems to always kind of have a little bit of a twinkle in his eye. He seems to know when to be harsh, but he always seems to kind of keep it light as well. And, you know, there's good people. I mean, guys like yourself, I mean, Logan Couture, you know, it seems like, and even when Bonino was still with the team, it seems like everybody was good at just kind of keeping everything, you know, go with the flow, forget about it, move on.
Yeah, I think, you know, when times are tough, it definitely helps when you have an amazing group of guys that care about each other like we did have. So that's, you know, it's got to be fun to come to the rink every day. You got to have fun going to your job and working and competing for each other. And, you know, we did have just great guys on that team. So I think that was, you know, it could have been a lot worse maybe going to the rink in certain times. So, So that was good. You know, like I said, obviously the results need to follow some of those things and hopefully we can change that. But yeah, it was a great group. Guys cared about each other. Guys worked and competed. And, you know, now it's the next step of getting the results.
Just since you referenced the playoffs in Florida, are you the guy that can watch all of the playoffs? Because I know that some guys, they can't. If their team's not in it, if they didn't make the playoffs, they don't want to, you know, check in until it's all over. But have you been watching all the games or a good amount?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys who tends to stay away from it when I'm not playing, unless it's, you know, some close buddies and guys I've played with. So obviously Matthew Tkachuk's one of my best buddies. We grew up playing together and to see the run that he's on and you know, pulling for him and those guys. So it's awesome. It's awesome to see, you know, guys you grew up playing with and some of your best buddies having the success they're having, and it makes you hungry to, you know, want to do the same.
Yeah, man. I mean, I remember it. At the end of the year, last game was on April 13th, which was, you know, roughly 6 weeks ago. And my friends were like, oh, are you excited for the season to be over? It's been a long year. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it was a long year. But, you know, then you see those first round of playoffs and all the excitement. You're like, I'd give anything to be having one of those at the Tank right now because it is so much fun. And, you know, just to be a part of that whole atmosphere. I mean, you know it just as well as I do. There's nothing better than the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, it's so much fun to take in. And, you know, like you said, you look at Tkachuk right now, you look at, you know, just the stories that develop. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's what you play for. You know, that's the goal from day one every year is to win the Stanley Cup. Well, you know, we all know that that's not going to happen every year, but that's what we need to strive for. And, you know, I think organizationally, we all have that mindset and that's what we want to do. So yeah, you know, after 82, you don't want to be done. You want to be gearing up for, you know, a long haul and a long run. And I think that's the most fun hockey. That's when it matters. That's when it counts. And hopefully we can get there next year.
You obviously got to play with Erik Karlsson this year and, you know, he had a historic season, you know, first guy in 30 years as a defenseman to get over 100 points. You know, he started off at a hot pace and there was even a game early on where he joked, he's like, oh, if I keep this up, you know, I'll have 90 or 100 points. And everybody kind of laughed at it. And then he did. When you got to play with him and you saw the way that he was clicking early on, were you kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, obviously you play against the guy before, but it's different when he's on your side.
Yeah, he was on another level this year, just the way that he could carry, you know, carry the play and carry the offense and just be a part of so much, you know, good that happens in that ozone was pretty amazing to see, amazing to be a part of. And, you know, what he did was unbelievable. No question. I think in any of our minds, he's the Norris winner. Yeah. Well-deserved the way he played and, you know, what he did, the numbers he put up and, you know, it's awesome. You know, he cares a lot. He works hard and it's good to see him back to, you know, the player that he knows he is and we all do as well. So unbelievable year. Just want obviously that to continue.
Yeah, no, clearly. What is your average off season day like right now?
You know, right now it's just every day getting, you know, rehab treatments, whether that's in there working on the knee, hands-on stuff, whether it's working out, Pilates, pool stuff on the ice, a lot of different things we're hitting to make sure we're covering all the things we need to. Not as much golf as I usually as I usually play. So, but that's all right. We'll just, you know, it's still the job right now is just to get healthy, get strong, and be ready to go. So that's kind of the mindset every day.
Everyone thinks of injury recovery is like linear, like every day is a little bit better than the next, but it's not, right? Like I know that some days, you know, something will be sore, whether it's, you know, your hamstrings, because you're learning how to load those differently because you're, you know, kind of learning to use that joint again, or your quads will have taken the beating and then that's going to be sore. And then someday the joint is stiff and someday it all feels great, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's not that easy climb up the mountain. Like you said, there's going to be little bumps in the road. There's going to be the highs and the lows. And just, I think, you know, with these big injuries as well, the mental side of it's just as important. So making sure, you know, you're in a good state of mind and, you know, dialed in on that side of things as well is just as important as the physical aspect, because it is such a long, grueling process. And, you know, I feel like I'm doing a good job at that.
The part of the country you're in right now, we all know that when it gets to be this time of the year, you get to late May, June, July, and August. That's some beautiful country. You alluded to the golf. What, you know, are you going out and seeing family? Are you barbecuing? Are you getting out to the, you know, the downtown areas? Because that, like I said, like that time of year in that part of the country, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, a lot of time at the lake and on the boat. So we'll, you know, head up this weekend, obviously, and spend some time relaxing up there. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time with family, obviously getting married in a couple weeks here, 2 months maybe. So lots going on, but exciting times, and, you know, just happy that, you know, all this stuff with the injuries going well as well.
Yeah. And then when, or do you even have a plan yet of when you'll be back in San Jose?
Not sure yet, obviously, just kind of day to day, week to week right now, as far as all that's concerned, but looking forward to obviously the start of the year and being back on the ice with the guys.
What are your goals for the upcoming season?
Well, obviously big one, just to you know, get back to the player I was and how I was playing and how I can help the team, you know, in areas I feel that I can, you know, be a leader on this group, and hopefully, like we kind of alluded to, just, you know, finding ways to win hockey games, be a hard team to play against, you know, have that identity and culture that we need to, you know, have success, you know, organizationally. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, whether it happens every year or not, but getting to the playoffs and, you know, going after that Stanley Cup's got to be the goal.
What are your perceptions like of the Bay Area after spending a season here? Obviously we got about a decade's worth of rain this winter, so that was, yeah, that was a little weird. But sure. you got to get to know the market, you got to get to know the fans and everything like that.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was awesome. Obviously, being there playing early on was a lot of fun, and, you know, the crowd's great. The fans are great, and, you know, hockey's big there, and it's a fun place to be. People are good. Weather was nice, and then obviously injury, and then bouncing back and forth between Minnesota. So wasn't there obviously as much as I would have liked. But yeah, excited to get back and, you know, be in the Bay Area with, you know, those people and the fans, and just get back to work.
Nice, Luke. Well, I appreciate your time, man. Congrats on the impending nuptials, and we will see you back here in the fall. All right, man?
Awesome. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all summer long as we check in with players from the team, cover the draft and the subsequent picks, as well as free agency. On the next offseason check-in, I'll be talking with Mario Ferraro. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.